There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Are we all working far too hard? Well, we are, compared to our counterparts in many other cities, apparently. That's according to the 2018 Price and Earnings Report from Swiss bank UBS. It ranks Dubai sixth out of 77 cities surveyed, with an average of 2,323 hours worked per year. Now, that's an average of about 44.5 hours a week. We want to know, does this ring true for you? Do you work very long hours here in Dubai? Are they too long? And how does it compare to jobs that you may have held elsewhere? We also want to know how understanding your boss is when you bring up this issue. Are they keen to hear that you're not happy, or is it just tough? You're lucky to have a job. 4001. Are we heading for burnout in this city? Let us know your thoughts on that one, please. Meanwhile, later in the show, we'll be talking about marriage proposals, public ones. Are they romantic or just hugely embarrassing? We'll be getting to the bottom of that one too. Well, alongside me in the studio for the duration of the next 2 hours is someone, well, she always works extremely long hours, I'm sure, because, well, she's perfect. Yeah. Georgia Tolley.
Well, that's very kindly put. I actually don't work very long hours, but I think my productivity is very high. That's my claim.
Were you surprised when you saw this study? I think it came out last week, didn't it? And I'll get to some of the details in a minute. But what did you think when you saw it? Because I've got to be honest, I wasn't that surprised. I know that people work hard here and work long hours. I think there's a few reasons to that, and we'll delve into some of those over the duration of the programme. But first and foremost, there's a lot of people here who are expats, and they're here to work. They may not even have their families with them, so maybe it's better to put the hours in and, you know, make the extra money if there's overtime being paid. Of course, that's another issue if overtime is being paid. But I wasn't surprised to see it.
I wasn't surprised either, but I have to say that I think that it's divided into two sections here. I think that there are blue-collar workers that work incredibly hard and in very exhausting circumstances, in the heat at the moment. They know why they've come to the country. They want to earn money for their families, but I think they do work very long hours and don't necessarily live in the most salubrious surroundings. On the other side, I think the white-collar workers, I don't know whether I'm right on this, but I actually think that white-collar workers here don't work as hard as they do in other major international cities. I think the work ethic in New York and London, I think the work ethic there is harsher. I think there are, especially this is the very top tier, I think there are expectations that people should work longer hours in New York and also in Tokyo and London. So the top cities, the top sort of financial cities. And I am specifically talking about people who work in the city, so to speak, so in that sort of sector. I think it's easier here on those workers.
Well, I mean, you know, also there was the point that Brandy Scott just made when we were talking about the programme at the end of the business breakfast there. There's putting in the hours and then there's putting in the work.
Yes.
Is somebody who's at their desk for 10 hours actually doing 10 hours of productivity? Let me give you, Georgia, some of the details of the survey. So Dubai was ranked at 7th, I think it was, yes, out of 77. And top of the study was Mumbai. Okay, so Mumbai, people in Mumbai are working the most hours according to this survey. They are working a total of 3,314 hours a year. Now that works out to more than a 60-hour week.
Gosh.
So that is a long week. Dubai's number was, by contrast, the 2,323, which I worked out to be about a 45-hour week. Now, labour law here states that we shouldn't work more than 48 hours a week. That's 8 hours per day, but it allows for a 6-hour week. And that's the other thing here, of course, is that there are quite a lot of people who do work 6 days or 5.5 days.
Absolutely.
So how does that pan out? Quickly whizzed through the top 10. We had Mumbai, as I said. Second was Hanoi in Vietnam. Third, Mexico City. New Delhi in India. Bogota in Colombia. Sorry, Dubai was sixth, not seventh. Then Istanbul in Turkey at seventh. Seoul, South Korea. Manila, Philippines. And Nairobi in Kenya, rounding out that top 10. Down at the bottom, by the way, we've got European cities, for example, such as Rome, Paris, Copenhagen. And they're working sort of just over a 30-hour week. So that's significantly different, isn't it? If you're working in, say, a 32-hour week, and here in Dubai we're doing an average of, say, 45. The survey said, and this is from the 2018 Prices and Earnings Report, by the way, by UBS, that's a Swiss bank, said that people in Dubai are working 38% more than a lot of their European counterparts. So it doesn't necessarily match up with your impression, but again, depends on the type of jobs, doesn't it? They were talking to people in a range of jobs and a range of levels, apparently. And I think you're right, it very much depends on your industry. And how much of it's down to expectation, I need to be seen to be at my desk, and how much of it is down to productivity?
I know. I mean, this is what's fascinating, this concept of FaceTime. And I know certainly when my husband was working as an investment banker back in 2007, 2008, it got to the point where there was no credit, and an investment banker can't work without credit, without being able to borrow very large sums of money. And essentially, you had entire departments of investment bankers with nothing to do because the credit market had dried up, and they still had to sit at their desks and try to look busy for 16 hours. And it was one of the most stressful things that my husband experienced, because there was nothing to do. You knew that they were watching your accounts because they know what you're searching for in the internet, and yet you had to sit there, you know, dying of boredom and feeling the stress for 16
hours.
Worse
than that clock watching, is there, in terms of boredom? I mean, you'd rather be doing a million other things than pretending to work at your desk, surely. And we'd all rather be busy. The figures were calculated based on survey responses across 15 different professions. This included everything from bus drivers, carpenters, medical assistants, product managers, teachers and doctors, to name a few. So I was sort of thinking, compared to the UK, in our industry, and I think it's probably quite hard to say because we work unpredictable hours. So as Richard said when we talked to him about it earlier, Richard Dean, it's about that flexibility. So is anybody clock watching you, or is it about knowing that you've got to achieve the business breakfast and the agenda in one day, and whatever you need to do, you do it because you're also up at 4 a.m. or whatever it is?
Yeah, for me, it's all about productivity. So I think I fit in about 12 hours of work in the 7 hours that I'm here. I don't, during the business breakfast, I don't sit down.
She is a dynamo. It is true.
But you can't sit down. You've got three live presenters talking in front of microphones. You've got to listen to what they're saying, try and structure it. And ultimately, I do fit in a lot in one day. But then I like it that way. I like being busy. And I think I feel for people who have an intray and who have to work for 12 hours a day, even when they've only maybe got 6 hours of work. I would hate to have an hour off for lunch and then have to come back in and do an afternoon of work. I like the fact that it's fast and furious.
We want to hear from you this morning, of course, 4001. Are you working too hard? What are your working hours like here? And what do you think about the difference between length of time spent at work and actually what is produced during that time? Do you have colleagues that irritate you because you can see them shuffling their papers, not achieving very much, but staying late and getting all the praise from the boss? And what does your boss say when you pick them up on working hours, if in fact you have done? Do you feel under pressure because, well, frankly, you're lucky to have a job? That's often a response that people get, isn't it?
Stay up to date with the latest news.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
At the moment, we're talking about working hours. This after a new survey, a new report by Swiss bank UBS, ranked Dubai in the top 10 in the world of the cities where people work the hardest. We came in at number 6, working 38% harder than some of our European counterparts, apparently. So let's get a little bit of expert perspective on this topic of working hours. And joining me now is David McKenzie, Managing Director, McKenzie Jones Middle East. He knows a thing or two about careers and work life in the UAE. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Yeah, good. Lovely to speak to you. What do you make of this report? Are we all working too hard?
I don't think so, no. I actually think it's a bit of an interesting report, actually, because when I used to work in UK, we worked really long hours. On top of that, you had a monster commute. So I think if they're taking it in totality, the commute and the actual work, then I think Dubai actually probably works less than somewhere like London or New York. We've got all the benefits here. You know, most of us are 20 to 30 minutes from home maximum. And everyone here is an expat, so they come here to work. Whereas in other countries like Europe, you live there and some people, you know, literally will work 9 to 5. So I think, well, I'm not too sure on the report personally.
It was interesting because when they looked at sort of, they broke it down and they said how many hours people work in a year, but I've sort of did the maths and made it into a week's work. And the average here was apparently 45 hours a week. A lot of people are doing that over 6 days, but even in 5 days, it didn't sound too horrific to me. Mumbai, which came in top, David, they're working a 60-hour week. Now that starts to get unproductive, if you like. It starts to affect your health then, right?
Yeah, and I think what we are doing in Dubai, and I think parts of Europe now, we're going to more about the wellness of the employees, so that people are looked after, so they have time out with their families and they can get a better perspective on work. There's a great stat. When I was doing some research on this, in South Korea, okay, the government is reducing the working hours from 68 hours per week to 52. I mean, if you look at 68 hours, that's working every single day for 10 hours a day. So there's actually a word in the Korean language for death by overwork. It's called gwarosa. So they've actually got a word because people are working too hard. And I think one thing about the Middle East, because we're very close proximity to the leisure activities, the beaches, the cycle tracks and things, I think we take a much more balanced view on the work-life balance here.
What do employers that you deal with expect in terms of working hours, David, and in terms of flexibility? Because that's another issue here, isn't it? It's not only the number of hours, but it's how flexible you're allowed to be to make it work with the other things that are important in your life.
I think we don't have the flexibility we should have here. But on average, if I look at most of the people we recruit for, they're probably, you know, people are starting between 9, 9:30, and they're finishing around sort of 5:30, 6 o'clock, where I don't think those are onerous hours. If you look in parts of London, people are getting up at 6 to commute into London. They start work at, say, 8:30, and they're finishing at 6, and then they've got the commute on the back of it. So I think we've probably got more leisure time here than other parts of Europe do.
Do you think it depends as well on the type of job, the type of industry you're in?
Yeah, certainly recruitment. We work all hours, God sent.
Of course you do.
That's our job. But I think it does. I mean, if you look at some of the retail environments, they are working very long hours. Some of the construction companies are working 6 days a week. Now, I'm just talking about the white-collar work. If you look at blue-collar, it's a very different proposition, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's important to make that distinction here because we know how hard some of the blue collar workers work. And also,
yes,
talking about the commute, they actually often are, you know, in a bus for an hour or so getting back to where they stay. And I think that is important, isn't it, to talk about the stresses on you in your life. It is the amount of hours at work. But as you said, it's to do with how you get to and from work and also how you are able to relax outside of work.
Yeah, and I think that is the key. And there's a really big push for wellness here in the Middle East at the moment. And I think employers are realizing that you get a very productive worker if you give them time out and to spend time with their family or to do leisure or to relax. You know, in my company, we spend a lot of time doing, you know, sporting activities. And not all of us are sporting, but we get group activity. And I think it bonds the team together. It gives them a bit of time out. You know, we did paddleboarding the other Thursday for a team thing. So I think what it does, it makes for a happier workplace, a more relaxed workplace. But I think people tend to focus on work during the core hours rather than making them work, you know, 7 till 8 o'clock at night, which some parts of Europe they do at the moment.
So if you're going to advise somebody who feels they're working too hard, if you're going to give them a bit of a tip, because, you know, not all employers are probably as understanding as you and organising paddleboard trips and things like that. If you do feel like you are being taken advantage of by your company or your boss, what should you do?
It's a difficult one, isn't it? Typically, you go down the HR route to begin with. What I always recommend is, depending on your relationship with your boss, is take them aside and just say, look, I am struggling a bit with this, and this is meaning that I'm distracted at work. Because I think bosses typically want to get the best from their teams. And if you're very honest and open about what's going on in your life, and it could be personal, it could be you're struggling with your workload, hopefully they will find a way of trying to relieve that, so they'll get the best out of you going forwards. If that doesn't work, the HR route is the first place, and hopefully they can engage with the line manager on your behalf. But you do need to talk to somebody, because if you just bottle it up inside, then ultimately, you know, something horribly will go wrong, or you just won't be productive with work.
David, this is a very rosy picture of employment in the UAE, and I'm just wondering how many people listening are thinking, hang on a sec, my boss expects me to work well over, I'm contracted to work for 8 hours, I'm expected to stay till 10, and it's just the vibe in the office that if I leave on time, then I'm somehow slacking off.
Yeah, look, you're right. I am painting a rosy picture, but it's a new way employers here are getting the best from the workforce. But you are absolutely right, George. There are employers out there that don't care about their people. And I think if you're in a situation where you're working very hard and it's affecting your personal life, and you're not enjoying your job, there is only one solution to this, if nobody's helping internally, is leave and get another job, because it won't get any better if your boss doesn't understand that by giving you some flexibility and understanding what you're going through, then that is the wrong company for you.
I wonder whether you can give us some sort of advice. So if you've got a boss who's sort of making demands of you that exceed what you ought to be doing, what type of approach should you be taking? Is it best to take them to one side and speak to them? Or is it best to just find another job or knuckle down? What's the vibe?
Look, it could be any of those things. But what I've always said, and I've had this question a few times, people have asked me, I've said, right, go to your boss and ask them what their expectations are. What do they want you to achieve during your working day, and get that written down. And if you find yourself not able to do those things during the day, sit down with them and say, I cannot do these things. I'm not being productive for your company because I haven't got enough time to do all these things. And if he says work harder, that isn't going to solve the problem. So I think it's always best to engage with people. Ultimately, you could find that your boss actually just thinks you're slacking when actually you're snowed under and you're not showing them what you're doing. So I think I'd like to think most bosses are approachable. You are right, a lot aren't. But in that situation, there's very little you can do apart from change your job and go to a different company. If you tried all the avenues with speaking to them, engaging with them, showing them what you're doing, and it's not getting anywhere, then there is probably no future for you at that company.
Thanks, David. Good to hear from you on this morning.
That's a pleasure.
Lovely to speak to David McKenzie there. He's MD at McKenzie Jones Middle East. Interesting perspective, Georgia, on some of it. I know you felt, you know, maybe some people aren't as lucky to... he obviously runs a nice place to work, David, and we know David. He comes in a lot on programmes here, and he'd be a good bloke to work for,
I reckon.
He would. But, you know, he's right there at the end that if your boss isn't going to listen to you at all and it does keep coming back, well, just work harder, tough, you're lucky to have a job, then maybe you do need to be looking around, because that probably isn't going to change. That's an attitude and a culture in that company that's very difficult to alter, isn't it?
And I have to say, I don't think it's that unusual a culture. Certainly, even when I was working at the BBC, even there, which is an incredibly fair employer, like they're obsessed with rules and regulations and, you know, behaving. But ultimately there was still a vibe that if the job wasn't finished, I should be keen enough.
If you don't do it, somebody else will want your job. That's the thing,
yes.
Especially in an industry where it's competitive,
yeah.
and people would love to work here. Let me tell you what our listeners are saying, Georgia.
Mm.
You make me laugh. You work 2 hours a day. What a joke. You have no idea, is one. Well, I'd like to point out that although the agenda is on for 2 hours, that both Georgia and myself do work more than those actual 2 hours. There is a bit of work that goes into making the programme happen and other things that we both work on. But yeah, thank you for that one. And Raoul says,
I wish I worked 2 hours a day.
I know.
If someone could then look after my children for me as well, that would be amazing.
Yeah. And Raoul says, I was in Mumbai. When I worked in Mumbai, I was working 60 hours a week. I'm in Dubai now. I'm also working 60 hours a week. So it doesn't make a difference. Thank you for those messages. Lots more coming in, and we will get to those shortly.
The Agenda. Get involved with Dubai Eye on Facebook.
Claire Sharrock is here. That's me. And Georgia Tolley is also here.
And that's me.
Over there. We're talking about this morning working hours. We've got lots of messages coming in from you. Are you working too hard? Dubai has been ranked in the top 10 of the hardest working cities by a new survey. And we want to hear your take on that. We're going to come to the phone line shortly and lots of your messages. But first, let me tell you about somebody who's going to be working very, very hard this summer on behalf of the Dubai Eye team. And that is Farah, who is a two-year-old female Saka Falcon. Bear with me here, Georgia. She has got the arduous task of predicting the results of all 64 World Cup matches at Russia 2018. Remember, we're only about three sleeps away from that now, I think. Rather her than us, of course, to make those predictions. With her predatory instincts, eye for an upset and an unblinking gaze over groups A to H, she's a perfect pundit for our sports team and this summer's footballing festival. So first up for Farah, of course, is the opening match of the 2018 World Cup, taking place on Thursday night, when Russia, the hosts, take on Saudi Arabia. You can find out who she's predicting will win that match on Tuesday, so that's tomorrow, from about 11 a.m. Follow Farah on all of our social media channels, on the website DubaiEye1038.com, and across Instagram, which is DubaiEye1038FM, and DubaiEyeSport as well, Twitter and Facebook. So no excuse for missing out on Farah and her predictions, Georgia.
She's going viral. I've seen her already all over her Twitter. I think it's all she needs to do is have some success in her predictions, and I think she could take over the world.
Yes, or it could actually be funny if she has no success. Either way, keep an eye on her. That's Farah the Falcon. So, working hours, let's get back to our hot topic this morning. And as I say, lots of your messages coming in. And calls as well, 0442 31010, if you'd like to come on and talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. Vince is on the line now. Vince, who's on the Palm, I believe. Good morning to you, Vince.
Good morning, ladies. I just wanted to take a quick moment, first of all, to say how much I enjoy on a daily basis the tone, the candor with which you deliver these wonderful, poignant topics. So you ladies are awesome. Thank you.
Well, that's really nice. Thank you very much. We're doing our best. According to another message that we had, we only work 2 hours a day, Vince.
Well, it's about being effective, and you guys are really effective.
Oh, very nice of you to say so. What's your take on this survey then, Vince? Are you working too hard?
No. I mean, for the longest time, throughout my life, when I was in my younger years, I looked at work as a job, and therein lied the problem. After many years of frustration and a little bit of guidance from my grandfather, he turned around and said, look at work as worship. And when you approach it from this attitude being the key word, no matter what you do, no matter what you decide, you will achieve greatness. And in achieving that greatness for yourself, you will be, invaluable to whatever team you are with. So whether you are great yourself, you will be a part of the great. And it's when this sunk into my mind that I started achieving and producing and balancing my life.
But Vince, isn't it difficult to be productive if you're so exhausted because you've worked an 11-hour day and you have had an hour-long commute or whatever it is, and you actually cease to be as productive then if you're too tired, too fatigued, too stressed?
Well, absolutely. There are physical limitations to everything. And I'm not talking about culture, but then again, thanks to technology, the world has become a very small place. And the attitude is, if you're not going to show value to me, then why should I keep you? And this is whether it's right or wrong, this is the attitude that is going to prevail from now until forever. I think gone are the days where you can just leisurely show up, collect a paycheck, and walk out the door with a smile. Hard work is ever more present, especially for and I think this is a point for anyone working in Dubai currently. You should be very proud of yourself. You are working in an environment which is so incredibly competitive, so volatile, that it forces you to bring the best out of yourself. So yeah, you have pain, you will have suffering, but you will grow as a result of this. And again, it goes back to that attitude to push through that. So, you know, I mean, I'm sharing a thought. I'm sharing a belief that has helped me to reach the levels that I've wanted to reach in my life.
And consequently, because you enjoy what you're doing, you don't ever feel like you're working too hard because you're so invested in what you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, the phone rings from one of my clients. I could be in the middle of changing my daughter's Pampers. I'll pick it up with a smile and a laugh, and I'll continue as it's a part of my life. It's no longer a job, quote unquote. So that's what's helped me, and I wanted to share that with all the listeners.
Yeah, thanks for doing so, Vince. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great to hear from you. Lovely to hear from you this morning. Thank you very much for calling in. Speak to you again soon.
Cheers. Thank you.
That was Vince there on the Palm. And interesting, Georgia, his take, because if you find the thing you love, it no longer feels like work.
That's very true. I mean, in many ways, like, I enjoy my job here and it doesn't feel as exhausting as other places. And therefore, you're also happy to accept a slightly lower pay. We get, you know...
careful. If the boss is listening,
This is my campaign moment.
Let's catch up with Suleiman now. He's in Festival City on Line 8. Hi, Suleiman. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good.
Great to hear from you this morning. What's your take on this? Do you think you're working too hard?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me. I think the situation is kind of like, especially here in Dubai, it's just that a lot of people kind of are doing maybe, as the previous caller said, maybe the wrong job.
Mm.
So they feel like they're doing a lot of more hours than they actually feel that they should be. And there are some of those who put in the extra hours and they don't feel like that because they're doing something that they're passionate about. But in most cases, people who are hiring in the UAE don't exactly hire the best people for the job. So you tend to find that some people just sit on their desks and they don't have a lot to do. And they're not as productive as you said, but they're just using up a bunch of hours.
That must be quite frustrating. Do you, if you work with someone like that, does that get your goat when you know how hard you're working?
Yes, definitely. I know a lot of people probably feel the same way because you tend to see that employees or employers will hire people just to get them at a lower pay and to know that at the end of the year they won't, that employee won't fight to get a higher pay salary. They are just happy to have a job. So employers will probably hire somebody like that so that they don't feel any kind of problem at the end of the year where, oh, you've achieved certain KPIs, but they don't have to worry about awarding you for that productivity. They just know that you're happy because you're getting a regular salary and you have a job.
Do you think pay comes into it then, Suleiman? Are you happy to work longer hours and harder and eat into your personal time if you're earning a better salary, do you think?
That also depends. Like some jobs you need, it's a two-man job, some jobs it's a six-man job. It might factor in that, especially here in the UAE, people will actually take a higher pay raise for more hours. Unfortunately, that's the truth. But if you look at it as a best-case scenario, it shouldn't be the case. You need to hire the correct amount of people so that you can have a team so that they can work effectively and, bang out those KPIs or those achievements that the company needs you to do. Because in the end, you're doing this not just for, it's not for your benefit, it's for your company's benefit. So the company needs to look out for its best interests.
What are your working hours like, if I can ask before I let you go, Suleiman? Because the survey we're talking about said that we work an average of about 45 hours a week here in Dubai. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, maybe give or take a few. It rounds up to about the same number of hours.
And how about your commute? What's your commute like?
I was going to say my commute is just like 20 minutes, but if you did factor in people who live in Sharjah and work in Abu Dhabi or Dubai, that's around 3 hours to go and come back. So that's 6 hours just on the road.
Yeah, that makes a big difference to the day, doesn't it?
Definitely. And another factor would probably be that Dubai is such a growing country right now, especially with 2020 coming up. They've probably factored in the number of people who are excessively working on the amount of construction here that might lead into that scale being a bit high on number of working hours.
It's a good point. We know that blue-collar workers definitely do work long hours here. So, yeah, I think you might be right. Suleiman, great to hear from you this morning. Thanks very much for getting in touch with the agenda.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers. Take care. Have a good day. And Georgia, I mean, Suleiman making some really good points there. First of all, it can be very frustrating if your colleague is sitting there doing the hours but not doing the work.
Yes.
And he talked there about the commute. He said, he's lucky he has 20-minute commute. But if you factor in, say, a Sharjah commute and you're working in Dubai, then you really are talking about a much more extended day. Amar has messaged in on 4001 and says the same thing. Working hours, if we include transportation, and then he goes on to say, and replying to annoying clients' calls and mobile mails, rather, social media accounts, when you're outside of work, I think he's trying to say. So he works about 15 hours. Because he's also working when he leaves the office. And that is another issue, isn't it? We're never switched off here. So, if you reply to an email to me in the morning, in the evening rather, because we're discussing the programme, but you started at 5 this morning, that is extending your day by quite some amount.
Well, there's a huge argument now that because of mobile phones, because everyone has their email on their phone, that you actually never switch off, and that that's another reason for why maybe productivity has gone down, because people aren't having the downtime that they need to then bring it at work.
To recharge the batteries.
Exactly.
Didn't they make that illegal or something in France?
Do you know that France is very, very interesting, and there was a huge thing.
As in you couldn't address work emails after a certain amount of time.
They made it I think they made it illegal for, I have to get the exact
information. Yeah, Dr. Google, we're coming.
Dr. Google, we're coming.
Stick with us.
But I mean, what is fascinating, there was this huge argument between the British and the French about 3 or 4 years ago, where basically the French embassy said that the French work harder than the British. So even though they're only doing a 30-hour week, they're just more efficient. And I think that's because they understand in France this work-life balance.
Yeah, you've brought up the key word there, efficiency. Okay, lots more to come on this and lots of your messages. We're going to be getting to those very shortly.
Stay up to date with the latest news.
Download the ARN News Centre app now.
Claire Sharrock in for Tom this morning. Myself and Georgia here thrashing out whether people are working too hard. We've had lots of messages from you this morning and lots of input on this, Georgia, because Dubai's been ranked 6th out of 77 countries surveyed for longest working hours. What I'm seeing on all the messages coming in, the callers you've had so far, really depends what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people bringing up that commute and that added pressure to the actual working day.
But a lot of people actually not minding working hard. I've got Arthur and Jamira here saying the problem nowadays is that if you have a 6-hour job, people will look for a part-time gig to earn extra. Then you've got down here, we've got George in Al Coz saying, I make my living paid by the work done, not on an hourly rate, mostly in construction. I typically work 84 hours a week, 8 months out of 12. It's rough, the work is back-breaking and hot, but I'm saving hard and I reckon I can earn 12 years of pay in 5. So there's someone making a choice to work long hours.
And I think that is an important distinction if you've made the choice and you're getting paid for it.
Mm.
You know, so if you're expecting your employee to work overtime for you, you need to be paying them overtime. And in fact, the UAE labour law does state that we're supposed to work 8-hour days, 9 hours in some industries, and a maximum of 48 in a week. So, you know, you should be looking at ways to pay employees extra if you are doing over that, I guess. If you are working really, really, really long hours at the moment and you're leading a busy life, well, you don't have to miss out on your favourite radio programmes, because let me just tell you that we now have two really lovely podcasts on a daily basis, every day, that you can download and listen to: the Bite Size Business Breakfast and the Super Tight Sports Tonight. Now, they are fun programmes to listen to, those podcasts, because you do get a lot of light-hearted banter from the Business Breakfast team, and a sort of a truncated version of some of the excellent interviews that you get on every morning.
Yes.
And if you haven't had time to listen, it's a great way to catch up on, you know, what's going on in the business world here.
Absolutely. And if you listen to the whole of the Business Breakfast, all 3 hours of it this morning, and you feel that you want a little bit extra,
you might even want more. Yes,
you want more. They also record some secret chat in Studio 2, the Studio 2 secret chat.
The secret chat is the best bit. You can download that and the Sports Tonight podcast on our website, dubaii1038.com, or of course via iTunes. Right, let's return to the phone lines now and our topic this morning. We've got Zahair on line 6. Zahair, thanks for getting in touch. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. I'm fine, thanks. Yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Are you someone who works really long hours in this city of ours?
Actually, no. I'm one of those people who works, well, I think it's relative. I don't work as long as I used to work, and I don't work as long as many other people. If any of my friends are listening, they're probably laughing. I took the job here because it offered a tremendous amount of work-life balance. I mean, it requires the same amount of time as any typical job would, but the work structure is fairly flexible, and over the years I've been able to sort of, you know, spend more time working from home. At times I would just work from home indefinitely because it just, you know, meant that I could just hit the books and get to work without having to worry about a commute. But, I mean, I think that just, you know, because a lot of people have talked about various things, and I caught most of the show before I actually got into work at a very leisurely hour. But, you know, I think that the thing is that, yeah, it is relative to, you know, where you are in the world and what you're supposed to do in terms of your work and your profile and, you know, the industry. But I think, you know, when you look at the kind of income power that people have at different job levels, I think at the end of the day, it also has to do with what motivates those people ultimately, not just at the end of the day or the month, you know, whether it's a paycheck or job satisfaction, but are they working towards a goal or a dream? Are they trying to buy a house, you know, put their kids through school? And then Some people, depending on the culture, maybe are just programmed to work. You know, in fact, it's almost ingrained that if you're not looking busy with lots of papers on your desk or you're shuffling your feet a lot, it doesn't feel like you're going to be getting anywhere in your career. And I think there was a point earlier that I wanted to touch on that somebody had made. In fact, you had the MD of McKinsey on.
David,
he made a very valid point, you know, about being honest and upfront with your employer when it comes to having, you know, job constraints. But I think one of the big challenges is that that's an ideal scenario. I think a lot of people that, you know, different various job levels, most managers may not care, may only be concerned with other things that aren't around the individual's, you know, ability to do their job. And by telling them that I'm not able to perform my best may actually jeopardize their potential career as well. So there's kind of two sides to that coin.
Yeah, no, you're right. There really is. It is. It does depend on how understanding your boss and what the corporate culture is like, really, doesn't it? And also the level that you're at, because some people don't feel comfortable having that conversation.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, on the level, I think it does matter because, I mean, I'm at a fairly senior position. You know, I've worked about 15, 16 years in my life, and it's been a great run. And I'm about to go through a massive career transition now as well. Here in Dubai, which is nice. I think, you know, it's a refreshing change. Too early to say, so maybe I'll call in a few months and give you an update.
Yeah, let us know how you're getting on.
I will, but, you know, it has a lot to do with the topic of today, is that there is this, you know, even if you're working long hours, it doesn't mean that that's going to lead to job satisfaction or the opposite. Sometimes working less hours can actually lead to job dissatisfaction as well. Kind of like what I think in the beginning of the show you were talking about, you know, sitting idle and not being able to do anything. I think somebody was mentioning their husband was an investment banker who wasn't working, who actually doing any work, but was required to be at work.
Had to be seen to be doing so, yes.
Yeah, the FaceTime thing, I think, is a cultural sort of, I think that's a sort of a dinosaur era thing. I think this work-life balance, it's basically about how open-minded you are. I think at the end of the day, I mean, I hire people, I'm employed by people, and I see, you know, we all see those sort of dynamics two ways. And personally, I feel like if somebody wants to do the work, they're going to find whatever way they can to do it.
Yeah.
I've seen people who will climb mountains barefoot and bare knuckle to sort of get things done and go beyond that. And I see some people who you can give everything to them, all the resources, all the tools, all the flexibility, and they still find all the excuses in the world. So I think a lot of it has to do with, I mean,
attitude, Sahir. I'm going to have to wrap you up because we're coming up to the news shortly, but it's all about attitude, isn't it?
Attitude and aptitude. Those are my two magic words.
Thank you very much. Attitude and aptitude. Thanks, Sahir. Great to hear from you this morning. Just one of those who's called in, 04423 1010, if you'd like to join the conversation. Lots more coming up on this conversation, including some thoughts from the French, Georgia, on your efficiency
issue. Yes, 30-hour week versus productivity.
That's right. That's coming soon.
The Agenda. Get involved with Dubai Eye on Facebook.
Welcome along to The Agenda, where we're discussing working hours. This after a new report said that Dubai ranked in the top 10, at number 6 actually, of the world's hardest working cities. We're doing an average of a 45-hour week here, and that's 38% more than some of our European counterparts. We've heard from lots of you this morning on this, lots of people coming in saying really depends on what your job is in terms of whether you feel like you're working too hard. Also a lot of people talking about the commute and how that can affect your working life and extend your working day. And also lots of people talking about job satisfaction and whether you should approach your boss if you've got an issue. Georgia Tolley is here, of course, with me throughout the programme. We're here till 12 o'clock on The Agenda. And interesting to hear quite a few people mentioning that that the work satisfaction issue. They don't mind working too many hours if they like what they do, but they do feel sorry for people who really don't like what they do and have to sit there for 10 hours a day.
Absolutely. We've got Mohammed in Al-Basha saying, I work an 84-hour week, but only 26 of them a year, so I get a lot of time off and I love my job. I think long hours only kill you if you hate your job and can't get a good night's sleep. It's miserable jobs that kill you, not hours.
One of the points that came up, Georgia, was the fact that they work a much shorter working week in France. And you said what?
Well, so apparently the French only work a 30-hour week. And the allegation from the French ambassador, and this was in an argument with the London press, the UK press, was that actually they get more done. The French work just as hard. They're just more productive. They're more efficient. And all us British people hanging around at work for longer hours are just, you know, dodging, skiving, inefficient.
Well, always like to take your points and find someone to discuss them. And luckily for me, Natalie got in touch with the programme. Good morning to you, Natalie.
Good morning.
Lovely to hear from you. And am I right in thinking that you are French?
That's correct.
Is Georgia correct that less hours makes you more efficient? Discuss.
First, I apologise because my battery might die any minute.
Oh, don't do that to us.
I try and speak fast. You can't really generalise. I mean, obviously, there are, I'm sure, some people who are very efficient. But from what I know from my family who lives in France, the speed or what's expected of them, I think, is a lot less. They just expect less per person, which is why the 30-hour week can work. But I also personally think the more, that France is a very social country, so they expect a lot from the government because this is what's been, you know, in place for years. And I think the more time you have to not work, sometimes you can enjoy yourself, but sometimes also you sit down and you chit-chat with your family and your neighbors and everything else. And that's where you start, complaining about what the system does and all of these things. And I find that all of the strikes and the problems that you see personally in France, I feel is due to the fact that people are not busy enough. They don't work enough, and therefore they have too much time talking and complaining as opposed to actually getting on with things. But that's, then again, my view.
Well, that's a completely different take on it, Natalie. So don't let people have too much spare time, because that's when they become disenfranchised.
Maybe. I mean, it's got to do with the social as well. Like, if they work for what they get, then I think people are much more responsible. I mean, here, if you don't work and you don't have a job, then you're not allowed to stay. In France, if you don't work, then you get the unemployment, and it's not as required to work, basically. I mean, it's been proven that people who have unemployment for, let's say, 1 or 2 years before they have to get another job, because they get this kind of entitlement after they get, let's say, laid off because of poor economy in their company. If they have 1.5 years, let's say, that's covered, usually they take 1.5 years to get a new job. People who have 3 months, often it's been proven they find another job in 3 months. As in, if it's not really a need, then you won't push to get a new job. So I think the more you get people to be responsible for what they're doing rather than the government actually being responsible for that, I personally think it's like the same with kids, you know. If you have no choice, then you work harder for it. And I think it makes people less, entitled.
So are you a little bit disapproving of your nation's work ethic? Do you feel like you prefer the work ethic here?
Yes. I mean, I commute for 1.5 hours every day, and I work about 9.5 hours every day. So would I want to see my kids more? Absolutely. But I just think it's not necessarily working less hours. It's maybe, in the case of France, making people more responsible for giving them less, let's say. When you come here, you then realize how lucky you are in France that you're going to get school for free, you're going to get social security for free. You're never going to ask yourself, am I going to get pregnant or not? Because you know it's going to be covered. Here you need to worry about, is maternity covered? Can I cover the cost if my child is in the hospital for so long? All of these things that are absolutely normal in France as being an entitlement, here it's not. You've got to really think about it. And I think we should be more appreciative as French people as to what the government gives us.
Natalie, you're going to be disowned by your fellow Frenchies.
No, I think it's also great to have la joie de vivre, appreciate your life, yeah, and have fun and actually sit down to have a meal and want to have the best meal, really be very picky about the quality of things. There's plenty of things the French do very, very well. But I think giving too many
cheese
things to... cheese as well, you know, wine, come on. No, but I think if you give too much to someone, they just don't appreciate necessarily, and I think people should learn to work for things. But
great to hear from you this morning, Natalie, really great. Thank you for those points. I wasn't expecting it, but really interesting take on it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Natalie. Day. Cheers. Have a good day. And, well, putting you in your place right there, Georgia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe it isn't. Maybe the French aren't just more efficient. Actually, there's a text just come in from Cy in Arabian Ranches. He says a big part of the problem is defining and measuring productivity. Very often, employees have absolutely no means to influence their productivity or indeed any part of their job. So I'm just going to deflect my view onto, well, how do you define efficiency? How do you define productivity?
There's lots of studies been done, actually, on productivity and working hours. And nearly all of them sort of come up with this number of hours after which productivity starts to decline significantly. One particular study calls the sweet spot at about 40 to 44 hours a week. And after then, you are not getting the best out of your people. And in fact, you could be reversing things and actually causing damage. So reduced productivity, long work hours often are counterproductive. Ford Motor Company proved this in the 1990s through a series of studies that showed every additional 20 hours of work above the recommended 40 resulted in an increase of productivity only of 3 to 4 weeks before the productivity turned negative. So people can sustain it for a short period of time. You've got to finish a project, there's a deadline looming, you know, all hands on deck type situation. But after 3 or 4 weeks, that overwork starts to actually impact productivity in a negative way. So the productivity went down in the Ford Motor factories.
Let me just make a note of that so that I can communicate it to our boss.
Yeah.
So after 44 hours, you basically start to, your productivity drops.
If this is for a prolonged period of time,
yeah,
your productivity will cease. So you'll start to see a negative impact on your productivity, whatever it is that you do. And then you'd have to spend more hours trying to catch up again on neglected tasks. So you can imagine it probably becomes a bit of a perpetuated cycle that
vicious circle.
Yeah, exactly. Other things, of course, are your workers' well-being, increased fatigue, higher safety risks. If you're working long hours and you're tired, you might make a mistake, you might get injured. Stress, of course. Things like muscular and skeletal damage.
Muscular.
I'll say that.
Muscular, yeah. Is your tricky word.
Yeah, muscular is my tricky word.
That's fine.
Because obviously, if you're sat at a desk, you can cause some serious damage if you're there for too long. Heart attacks, brain damage, risks of obesity, all shown to be greater if you're working more than a 40-hour week regularly. So that's quite interesting. And of course, this one, the neglected social life and the impact that it has on mental well-being. If you are working so hard, you're not seeing your family and you're not spending time with your children, you can start to obviously have impacts on your mental well-being.
That must be a massive deal over here with so many people away from their families and working long hours. I imagine there must be people who are very unhappy.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.